Hello, welcome to the Thursday, April 30th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Daniel today got an interesting puzzle to solve about UDP traffic going to an IP address in Amazon's cloud. Well, this was UDP traffic to port 3478, commonly associated with S-TUN, and turns out it was actually S-TUN traffic being triggered by ads placed by White Ops, a company that's associated with Dan Kaminsky that does attempt to distinguish users from bots viewing ads. Many modern browsers start supporting a protocol called WebRTC, or Web Real-Time Communication. This protocol does use standard voice over IP protocols like S-TUN in order to allow live video conferencing and audio straight from the browser. This particular feature was used here in order to detect whether or not a user is actually using a real browser or not. This feature has also attracted some attention recently due to its use to detect the local IP address of a web browser behind NAT. You typically should be able to turn off WebRTC in your browser if you're concerned about this particular feature, or of course you can just block outbound UDP traffic on your firewall. Thanks a lot to everybody, by the way, that contributed logs to solve this particular puzzle. And the Great Firewall of China is causing problems again, this time for visitors from China that try to open a site that includes a Facebook like button or similar content that refers to connect.facebook.com. Apparently, China is trying or has been trying to block that particular host name, which is not necessarily used by Facebook itself, but by other sites that are including these Facebook like buttons. And with that, they are redirecting connect.facebook.com to a different site, and JavaScript being then loaded from this site is causing people to have issues loading respective pages. Not clear if it's still happening, but if you happen to be located behind the firewall and you do have problems loading certain sites, you may want to add wpkg.org and ptraveler.com to your ad blocker in order to prevent this JavaScript from blocking the loading of various pages. And ESET got an interesting write-up about malware they're calling Mumbleheart. Not necessarily new malware, it's used to send spam from infected Linux web servers. Turns out that this malware is a little bit more complex than what you typically see on Linux servers. A lot of Linux malware is written in PHP and Perl and pretty easy to decipher. This particular malware family goes through a couple of extra hoops to make it somewhat harder to reverse engineer and detect the particular malware. So, for example, while the malware appears to be written in Perl, it is actually packed inside an ELF binary that is then being installed on the system. Also, it forgoes sort of a simple IRC communication, as we see a lot still in Linux malware, and instead uses HTTP and a custom binary payload that is then being used to contact command and control server and retrieve orders about what kind of spam to send. And over a year after security researcher Janusz Kapp reported a cross-site scripting vulnerability to eBay, this vulnerability is still active and hasn't been patched yet. Also, apparently, he hasn't really gotten any confirmation or thank you note or anything like that from eBay so far. The bug is kind of interesting in that it affects the file upload feature, and an attacker can exploit it by essentially adding a script to a file name being submitted to eBay. Given that eBay does not use the HTTP only flag for its session cookies, it could be then exploited to steal session cookies or do other basic cross-site request forging exploits. And while we're at web application exploits and cross-site scripting, more of that in WordPress, actually specifically the CardPress plugin. Again, no real response from the people behind this particular plugin, and if you're running the CardPress in WordPress, you are still warnable. Well, this is it for today. By the way, regarding web applications, Jason Lamb will be teaching the Defending Web Applications class at Sans Fire mid-June. We still have an early bird discount going if you are using the early bird 15 discount code. People sometimes complain that they learn about these too late. You still have till May 20th to apply it, so plenty of time to get your boss to approve it and save $200. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.